Welcome to the Big E and the State of Maine Building. The Maine Building is one of the replica New England State Capitol buildings erected on the Avenue of States of the Eastern States Exposition Grounds. Like all the state buildings, the building needed the approval of its legislature so that the structure could be built. In 1925, in a Maine legislative session, approval was given so that a brick colonial structure could be built next to the Massachusetts building at a cost not to exceed $25,000. This was provided so that private industry in the state of Maine would come up with an equal amount. This began one of the most spectacular examples of cooperation between government and private industry that Maine has ever witnessed. Donation of construction materials from Maine suppliers began to arrive at the building site as businessmen in the state sought to supplement the $50,000 cash fund. The Maine building was dedicated in September of 1925 and became the second state building erected on the Avenue of States. In keeping with the overall policy of the exposition, the State of Maine building has been used for the purpose of exhibiting, publicizing, and advertising Maine's products and resources. The Maine building is now managed by the Maine's Department of Agriculture. As you enter the building through the front double-hung doors, you will notice the wood barrel-like structure surrounding the entrance along the skylight that runs the length of the structure. These features are the most visible additions as the result of the $1.6 million renovation project completed in 2001. Hanging from the ceiling is a mobile art piece designed by Transformant as part of the 1% for Art edition, which is required for all public projects within the state of Maine. To the immediate right within the barrel, you can find the Maine Tourism Association. Here is a great source for all your plans to travel to the state of Maine and see why Maine has earned the nickname of Vacation Land. As you proceed to the right side of the building, exhibitors line the sides of the aisles, displaying some of the unique and interesting products that can be found within the state of Maine. Likely you will see Maine products such as maple syrup, jams and jellies, cheese, and various exceptional and distinctive works by Maine artists and artisans, and Maine wood products. Other booths may include a representative from Maine's colleges to informational exhibits about Maine's natural sciences, forestry, fishing, or agriculture. Of course, any visit to the state of Maine has to include Maine lobster, blueberries, potatoes, and smoked salmon. The Maine lobster is an extremely valuable fishery, pumping hundreds of millions of dollars into the Maine economy. In 2004, more than 63 million pounds of lobster were landed in Maine, a catch worth over $250 million. Every year, Maine harvests over 60% of the lobsters caught within the United States. Today, with an annual crop valued at more than $75 million, wild blueberries make a major contribution to Maine's economy. And thanks to new research on the health and nutritional benefits of blueberries, there is a growing demand for both fresh and processed wild blueberries in the United States and abroad. Potato production has a rich heritage in Maine and a long history of being one of the top potato producers in the United States. It remains the number one agriculture industry in the state of Maine today. That tradition continues with modern innovations and improvements in crop production, ongoing research, and increased marketing. The result is a high-quality potato that can be used for seed, table stock, or processing. So before leaving the building, take a moment and enjoy a lobster roll, or a Maine baked potato, or stop by one of the other delicious food booths for a special treat or dessert.